Decide to emulate successful entrepreneurs. Being successful is dependent on your mindset. William Jennings Bryan said, "Destiny is no matter of chance. It's a matter of choice. It is not a thing to be waited for. It is a thing to be achieved." Your achievement depends on your mindset. If you don't believe you can succeed, you won't. It's that simple. Set your mind on succeeding and remember the old saying, success doesn't go to the stronger, faster man. Success goes to the man who believes he can. In addition to mindset, there are common habits of highly successful people. I'm an early riser, and after I work out, I skim through a few websites that I like to visit for inspiration. One morning not long ago, I came across a great article on the habits of highly successful entrepreneurs. The list included 10 such habits. By 7:30 in the morning, I had already had 5 of them checked off from the day. That made me smile. I'm not saying that to boast. I'm saying this to share with you what habits you might need to develop, habits that will help you emulate other successful entrepreneurs. As it said, success leaves tracks. Success leaves clues. Follow those clues and tracks rather than reinventing the wheel and struggling. I'm going to share these 5 habits with you now, and they're in no particular order, but each will put you on the road to success rather than the road to Squishyville. Habit number 1, get up early. Maybe you get up at 7 or even 6 in the morning. Let me tell you this, that's not early. The successful folks and many, many C-level executives typically get up at 5 o'clock and, you know, sometimes 4:30 or even 4 o'clock. For me, I'm usually working by 5 a.m., especially when I'm in massive action mode like I've been writing this book, or perhaps launching a new webinar series or planning my next Dream Business Academy. A lot of times I wake at 4 a.m. and boom, my mind instantly engages and I start thinking about my business. Hey, don't forget to put this in the book. Oh, this would make a great chapter. What about this for a title? Share these, Tim. Don't forget this, blah, blah, blah. My mind is a race with new ideas. Getting up early is a way to get things done. It probably also will help you balance your family time with fewer interruptions early in the morning and getting stuff done to have time at the end of the day to be with your family. Habit number 2, exercise. Exercise is really, really important. It gets you going and creates energy, and energy begets energy. You want more of it to get you through the day? Start with some exercise in the morning. For a lot of entrepreneurs, exercise frees the mind for greater creativity. A lot of my coaching clients have told me that they get some of their best ideas during a workout. Habit number 3, brain power. Feed your mind. Your brain is the world's greatest computer. What's true of computers is true of your brain. Garbage in, garbage out. Focus on what's important. Spend your time on activities that feed your mind and power up your brain. Don't waste your time on pointless activities. Read books that make a difference. You know what sucks your time and wastes it is television, social media, emailing, jokes. Feed your mind with positive things, and if you do it first thing in the morning, it sets a good tone for the rest of the day. Habit number 4 is express gratitude. Now, I'm a man of faith. I always go to prayer first thing in the morning. I give thanks for all the blessings in my life, and I know I have blessings in my life, but I actually like to recount them and say them every morning. So first of all, my health, my relationship with God, my wife, my children, my grandson, my home, my boat, my dog, my cat. I go through this whole list of things that I'm grateful for. I think simply doing that means you've got a lot going on. You've got a lot to be grateful for. And it doesn't matter what your faith may be. Recount all the things you're grateful for on a daily basis. Some people write in a journal and use that forum to express their feelings for which they're grateful. And I think that's wonderful. Whatever it is, whatever you do, and however you recount them, be thankful for and actually recite, recount in your mind the things for which you're grateful. All the great things that are going on in your life. Now, if you're struggling right now, take it from someone who's been in a very, 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 very low place. Even when you're in a low place, you can find things to be thankful for. At my worst, when I was unemployed, broke, heavily in debt, and fighting cancer, not knowing what my chance of being here in 5 years was, I had the most amazing support system, starting with my wife Stephanie, my children, my parents, everybody that loved me. I had this great support network. I still had a home. I never missed a meal. There are things you can find to be grateful for even when you're in a tough spot. Habit number 5 is be bold. Decide to take bold, decisive action. Don't think about adding one new client this week. Think about adding 10. I learned a lesson a long time ago about the power of zero. And what you do is you simply add a zero to whatever numeric goal you have. So not one client, 10. I'm not going to write 10 blog posts. I'm going to put out 100. I don't want $100,000 in revenue. I want $1 million. If you're going to play, play big or go home. Be decisive and decide to take action. Make a plan, have a goal, make a decision, and then act on it. As with deciding to be different, there is a balance you must work between taking a lot of action and avoiding the overwhelm that can result. Let's go back to Coach Melanie for her formula on achieving high achievement versus optimal achievement. We've mixed up what achieving means, and we think high achievers, as high achievers, we have to go 100 miles an hour all the time. I actually specialize in working with thought leaders and fast-paced entrepreneurs who really are creative and visionary. They realize that they work hard all the time, but not getting any further ahead. They're running faster on a treadmill, yet they're staying in the same place, not going anywhere. High achieving doesn't necessarily mean that you should continue to push yourself harder and harder and harder. What I truly believe is the success code, if you will, for life is recognizing what you want out of life and how well you're getting there. Most of us have a never-ending quest for more success. The whole reason I created my business wasn't so that I could keep working myself and working harder and harder all the time, making myself sick, debilitated, and exhausted. It was because I wanted to have freedom. I wanted to have financial freedom, and I wanted time freedom. I am one of the most successful entrepreneurs in my field. I've achieved a lot, but I also made a conscious decision to do it by putting my lifestyle first. So I wasn't going on this never-ending quest for more money and more success. I literally said, this is what I want. This is what I want my life to be like. Who do I need to achieve that? Who do I need to be to achieve that? What a great question. Melanie continues, I would look at ways to align myself with that success through leverage, through designing my business so it supported my lifestyle, and by simply looking at where I got mixed up from being a high achiever and focusing on optimum performance, because optimum performance really means that you know how to turn a machine on that generates success. That machine is you, your actions, and the strategies that generate the success that you have right now. If you don't like that success, you've got to look at how to tweak that machine. You can't get better results out of your strategies if you're not running the right program. Let's look at a little of this. If you've got a Windows-based computer running XP, you're running really slowly. That's an ancient program. We've moved into Windows 8 and beyond. So if you have not necessarily kept upgrading your program with the level of your capacity, then you will feel like you're exhausted and you're trying to keep up all the time. I think there is so much power that we can run out of our business when we shift the way we're playing the game internally so that we can get better results externally. Melanie is brilliant. Gosh, that was good stuff. Before you begin practicing habits of successful entrepreneurs, you must first decide and define what success means to you. This is your choice alone. Be clear on that, or you may wind up compromising other important aspects of your life because you've allowed your business to take over the driver's seat. You have to stay behind the wheel to get where you really want to go. Decide to emulate successful entrepreneurs.